Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. And we're so delighted today that you've joined us to worship with us on today. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order. We just want to, first of all, give reverence to God, who is the head of our lives, to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence. We just thank and praise God today for another opportunity to come together in unity and worship God. Oh, I give God so much praise, and we give God glory on today. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen. We thank and praise God for each one of you that's on our radio broadcast on today. Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I have just read you from Psalm 34, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon so humble before your throne of grace on today, Lord. We come asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord. We just come repenting in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now. If we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask you to forgive us. Hallelujah. We ask you this today to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us, Lord, a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, we come today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, asking you to bless our worship today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you today, Lord, to take over today, Lord, and take control of our worship service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come right now just asking you, let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100% and minister to the people today. Minister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone up under the sound of my voice, Lord, and bless their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, to be in control of every word that come out of my mouth in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless those today out in radio land, Father. Bless those, Lord, that's not on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you today to bless Apostle Dean in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise today and I give you glory. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to lift up your name today. I just thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast, be in unity, worshiping you, Lord, and praising you, Lord, and giving you glory today, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost on today, Lord. I thank you right now for the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for his name. I thank you for Yeshua, HaMashiach. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I give you praise today. And I give you glory today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I lay my will down that it can become your will. Everything that we do and everything that we say be all unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. And we'll be so careful, Father, to give you the praise, all of it, and all of the glory, Father, and all of the honor, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray and we give you glory today. Hallelujah. We just thank you today, Father. We thank you. We thank you today, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise today, Lord. Hallelujah. You're so wonderful, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We just give you praise on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost on today. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory today, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you today. We thank you. We just thank you today, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't wake up with no doubt in my mind, in my heart, Lord. I had no doubt. Hallelujah. Because you woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise you today. Hallelujah. I give you praise and I give you glory. Now we're going to just go a little further. Hallelujah. In our worship service, we're going to get ready to go into our testimony service today. Hallelujah. We just give God praise. I'm so grateful today. I just thank God on today. I am grateful. Hallelujah. For what God is doing in my life today. Hallelujah. I don't want to ever get too busy, too weighed down like I was, hallelujah, before, that I can't give God what he's due. Hallelujah. So I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give God praise on today. Hallelujah. God has just been so good to me. I don't know what I would do without him. I don't know what I would do, where I would be at. Hallelujah. God is a great God, and he is so worthy to be praised. I give him praise and glory today. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. He's a great shepherd. He's a perfect God. I just thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, I give him praise today. Hallelujah. I'm going to just play another song, and we're going to go on into our testimony service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord. Thank you. Amen, amen. This is our testimony, part of the service. If we have any testimonies now, this is your finest hour right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a living testimony. Just myself. I'm a living testimony. And I thank God that I'm still alive. Hallelujah. I give God praise and I give him glory. On today, do we have any testimonies? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Giving greetings and honor. Giving greetings and honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is truly the head of my life. Greetings to Apostle Deborah Deans, Apostle Ed Deans, and to all the saints that are gathered on the line today. I just want to take a moment to just tell God thank you. God has just been that good. And if you're on the line today, I don't have to say a lot, because surely he's been just as good in your life as he has in mine. Because he's a respected person. And so I just want to say thank you, Lord, for being a keeper and being a way maker. You know, so often you just don't know how ends are going to meet, how things are going to turn out, where our next meal is coming from. Sometimes we just don't know. But God never fails us. He never fails us. He always make a way when there seems to be no way. If we just trust him, if we just move in faith, he will prove it every time. He will prove that he loves us every time. He will prove to us that he's our provider. He will prove to us that he's our healer and our way maker. Will prove to us he's the Alpha and Omega in our life. He's constantly proving who he is in our life.
Yes, Lord.
So I just want to thank him on today, because he's just been that good.
Yes, Lord.
God bless
everyone.
And I ask you all to continue to pray for me and my family as we continue to pray for yours.
Amen. Amen. We just want to thank Prophetess Rome for that testimony, because I'm telling you, when we have a chance to just give God a shout, and I'm not saying just because you're on the radio broadcast. I'm saying any time you have an opportunity that God open up a way for you to speak for God, he intends for you to speak for him. Sometimes we don't be in a place where we can. We just be listening, and that's all right, too, and God know your heart. But when you have a chance to stand up and say something for God, I'm going to stand up and say something if I can't do nothing but wave my hand, because God has been too good to me. I'm a living testimony. I'm 61 years old, and all through my life, hallelujah, God has kept me. God has done whatever he did for me, and I'm still alive, hallelujah. Woke me up for 61 years, hallelujah. And I'm standing on my own two feet with all of my health and strength, not a portion, but all of it, with a sound mind. And I give God praise, because he didn't have to do that, you know, he didn't have to do that. And my family is all right. I didn't get no call last night that somebody was in the hospital, or somebody died, or somebody was sick, but he kept them all last night. And I thank God for it. All down in my stomach, in the name of Jesus, all of this Holy Ghost is right here. I just thank God today that he keeps me. I thank God for healing me. I thank God for taking care of me. I thank God on today. He is mighty good. Hallelujah. And I give him praise. Hallelujah. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God today. He's a wonderful God, and I give him praise today.
Nobody like God. Nobody. Hallelujah. It's nobody like him. And I just thank God on today. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. And I give him praise. Is there any more testimonies before we go on? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to go on, hallelujah, to praise and worship. Hallelujah. Give God praise today. He is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. Amen.
Hey, man, this is...
It's my offering.
Amen, amen. We're going to have one more song, and then we're going to go right on into the Word of God. Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before you in the throne of grace, Lord, asking you, Lord, to forgive me for all of the sins I've committed against you, Lord. Now, Lord, I ask you to let your anointing fall on me, Father. Press on me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people on today, Father. I know nothing of myself, Lord, but of you, Father. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God on today. Today we're going to be just talking a little bit about false prophets, and I'm not trying to bash, you know, anybody. I'm just trying to, we know false prophets are going to come in the end time, and you know we rolling up on the end time. So the Lord led me just to talk a little bit about false prophets, and how do you know that they're false prophets? How would you know? But I'm going to right now read a couple of scriptures out of Acts chapter 20, verse 29 and 30. Verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Verse 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The verses that I'm coming from is the 29th and the 30th verse of chapter 20 of Acts 20. So the word of God says that they are going to come, grievous wolves, and they will enter in among us, not sparing the flock, not sparing the children of God. But God has leaders, men and women of God, to be watchmen over the flock. So when the wolves come, they're going to come dressed as shepherds. But they would. Many, many false teachers will come. They will rise up and try to turn Christians, believers, away from the work of God. Many will come. We're going to hear all kinds of stuff because I did. I think it was for Christmas, somebody called me and said that Jesus is going to be at I think it's Apostle Taylor or Bishop Taylor's church, and did I want to come? They text me. I said, no, I don't. No, I don't. Because whatever Jesus was there, it ain't the one upstairs in heaven. So I didn't want any parts of that. But the Apostle Paul had to warn the Corinthian leaders, the Corinthian pastors, the Corinthian shepherds, about this, for I know this. After my departure, he said, savage wolves will come. They're going to come in among the people after I'm gone, not sparing the children, not sparing my children, not sparing the flock, not sparing the sheep. So they're going to come in and infiltrate, and they're not going to care about who they hurt and who they step on, and they're trying to just distract everybody away from the kingdom work of God. And believe me, he's already infiltrated, and he's already distracting us. But see, the leaders in the church, the shepherds that's supposed to be attending to the flock, God on you. All this stuff is on you, on me. Because I'm the watchman on the wall. I'm the watchman that has to keep saying, stop letting these distractions, stay focused, and this and that, because you know how to tell a wolf that's in sheep clothing. You have to examine his fruit. I can't even say it good. You have to examine his fruit. That's how you know when you have a true shepherd, because a true shepherd not gonna come to you and say, well, you all don't have to study tonight, or you don't have to pray tonight. You know, we're gonna meet up at the church. We're gonna do this and do that, but we're not gonna. And some churches, their pastors don't even have prayer meeting no more, because you know times then got so where they didn't took prayer almost out of the church. You talking about the schools? When I was going to church often, some churches didn't have prayer. They'll skip. Like if they having a Bible class, they come there for Bible class. They didn't come to pray, but prayer is always in order. Some people took the prayer meeting out. You know, people say, well, when I go on to Blog Talk on the radio, and they ask me what am I having. You know, I say, well, we're going to have inside men and women of war, we're going to have a prayer meeting. We're going to have praise, prayer, and prophecy. They say, well, what's that?
I said, that's a prayer meeting. I just cut all the other stuff off. It's a prayer meeting. That's where we're coming together to pray in unity and tell people. But now, they don't have prayer meetings hardly anymore. People don't care enough about the relationship. Because when you praying every day with God, you building a relationship with him. So they don't care about that relationship. But us as leaders, shepherds over the flock, we have to warn. We have to warn, encourage them to do the right thing and warn them about the sheep, I mean the wolves that's in with among them. You have to be careful about that because Satan, when I tell you, Satan is so cunning. He can look so beautiful and so nice and so kind. But when I tell you, he's there to destroy, kill, steal, and destroy us. And we have to be watchmen on the wall because God has given us an assignment, and we have to not veer to the right or to the left, but we have to let the people know, don't let the distractions, the things that whatever you're going through, distract you from doing what God say do. Oh, yeah, we got to examine the fruit. The fruit is the results of whatever they trying to do. And if it's not right, honey, you better run for your life. You better get away from them. I know people sit up on the pastors for years and years, and they're not right. They're not right. Everybody's sin and falls short. But when I tell you, you don't have to sit up under that stuff, because whatever's coming from the head, it comes down on the congregation. But from the front all the way to the back, it'll come on down. I'm telling you, you have to watch it. Because me, myself, I sit up under one for years. Didn't even realize I needed to go to Sunday school because they were never saying that, saying other stuff. So I know what I'm talking about because I've already experienced it. It's not like I have not experienced it because I have. I've experienced pastors trying to go with me. I've experienced in me being young and crazy. I wouldn't have told the mother in the church. She spreading it all over the church. Well, I ain't know no better because I was married and loved my husband. Believe that. So we have to. And it says in the end time, they will come in among us. We have to really be careful about it. I'm going to read another scripture over in Matthew, the 7th chapter, Matthew 7. Let me get it here. Matthew chapter 7. Verses 15 through 20. The 15th verse says, "Beware of to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." You will know them by the fruits that they do. Because some pass, and I'm not trying to badmouth anyone, but if it wasn't important, it surely wouldn't be in the Word of God. Everything you teach and preach should be in this Word. If it's not in the Word, you need to shut your mouth. So I'm telling you today, we got to beware of them, even me. I am nobody. I'm just a child of God. And I don't take any of this lightly because people, I've already happened to me. Because, you know, you love everybody, women and men, and they say that men and women are God. And so you know they be doing all kind of stuff in your home or into you. They don't even have to be in your home. They just try to do stuff to hurt you and stuff and talk about you, saying words, doing this, doing that. When I tell you, they sheep. They wolves dressed as sheep. So we have to know them by the fruit. And after a while, I mean, you can fool me some of the time, but you can't fool God no time. And God speaks to me. And I start listening. I hate to try to talk about somebody or say things or even think things, because I try to keep my mind clear from negative things about people. But God says we're supposed to judge. Now, people always say, okay, don't judge me. You ain't supposed. God expects us to judge. I taught on that before. But he don't expect for you to judge somebody out here in the club every weekend and you out there in the club. No. But when you're trying to keep the word of God, when you're trying to live a holy life, when you're trying to, And what he's calling judge is for you to warn somebody or help somebody get delivered. This is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about to throw them down and beat them down and while they already down. Or if they're in a backslidden state, help them get delivered. And he said when you've done some, when you've gotten delivered, strengthen your brother. Help your brother, help your sister. That's what I'm talking about. But what this is, it's the leaders, because when I tell you, everybody want to be a preacher, everybody want to be a minister, everybody want to be a teacher, everybody want to be a prophet, everybody want to be a pastor, everybody want to be a apostle and a doctor and all this kind of stuff. But when I tell you, that them titles come with a heavy weight. And when you don't do what God say do, hey, it's on you. When he sets you over a flock and you are responsible for the feeding the flock of God, you're responsible. You're held responsible because you're going to stand before God and he's going to ask you, "What? These are my sheep. I gave you a staff to keep them in line, the word of God. When they get too far out, you take too far out of line, you take that staff and you gently put them back, scoot them over, tell them what's right, which way to go, what the word of God say, because a lot of people don't read. But the shepherd, that's what the shepherd is for. And when the shepherd is not doing right, and when he's a hireling or she's a hireling and she's doing all the wrong things, let me tell you something. God, we're going to carry a heavy weight, a heavy penalty for what God has told us to do, and we didn't do it. I'm telling you, we can't be afraid to say what the word of God says, because everything that I say or teach or preach on this radio broadcast or in the ministry got to come from this word. If it ain't lining up with the word, I need to be quiet and keep my mouth shut. But we got to know today that we got to examine their fruit. If I was teaching y'all wrong, if I was telling y'all wrong, I'm supposed to be an example for each and every one of you. I'm supposed to live my life as an example. How in the world am I going to tell you something and I'm living a reckless life? How can I be called an apostle, a pastor, or a bishop, or a preacher, or a teacher, whatever it is, and my life all messed up? Now, we're going to go through stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about for me trying to live a holy life. I'm talking about me keeping the Sabbath day. I'm talking about me keeping and holding on to the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about me doing the things that I'm preaching and teaching every day. We got to do it as leaders. We can't get out here and sleeping with this man, or you got a husband, I got an apostle, but I'm running over here with Jim at and all this. God will kill us. And folks don't think God kill, but he will kill us if we did some stuff like that. But we have to be known, because let me tell you, if you don't bear the good fruit, God going to cut you down and throw you and burn you up. Because you, I don't care what you say, cursings and blessings not supposed to come out the same mouth. You cannot let it do wrong and think right going to follow you. God will pull a cover off of you in a minute. You will not be able to do it. You can't keep doing it. God will not allow that. And we got to stand on what God has given us. We got to teach the word of God in season and out. God, Timothy gave us a charge. God gave Timothy a charge to give us. And we got to keep that charge that Timothy has given us. If we call ourselves a believer and a leader from God, we got to do it. I got a scripture. I think, what scripture is it? Over in the 1 Timothy chapter 1. See, all these strange doctrines and all this kind of stuff. I'm telling you, if it don't come out the word of God, you better keep your mouth shut. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you be careful of some of these Bibles that you get. I'm telling you, I am. First Timothy, verse 20. And this is 1 Timothy, verse 20. And this is, it says, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Now, how they made shipwreck of their faith, I don't know. It's not stated. But through the false teaching of Hymenaeus, it's described in 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 17 through 18. And God said that he had delivered them unto Satan. Teaching, they was blaspheming. They was teaching all kind of mess. Let me just read it right quick. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17. Can't do that. It says, and their word will eat as doeth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Let me read, start from the 14. Of these things put thee in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about the words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their words will eat as do a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have error, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. See, we round here, I done heard that before. That stuff all passed. You ain't supposed to do nothing in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, they don't have nothing to do with the law no more. Just all kind of stuff. Just blaspheming. Not that you God gonna send you to hell for blaspheming like that. But when you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, there is no forgiveness. But I'm saying this: that when we do this kind of stuff, if he feel like, if he wants to, it's up to him. He said he sent them to men. He sent them to Satan. He's because they blasphemed. Because he was saying that they were saying it was no resurrection. And we know it was to say it had already passed, just lying to the people. And the people, the sheep, hearing your voice. The sheep know that you're going to tell them the truth. If you don't know the truth, you better say, let me get back to you. Let me look at something. If it's something that you don't know, you just tell them, let me get back to you. I'm not ashamed because I don't know everything. I depend on God for every piece of knowledge that he gives me. I depend on him because I don't know nothing. But God knows everything. I just try to stay humble and ask God, is this the way? What is it? How, teach me, Lord, because I don't know. But when God teaches me, when it lines up with the word of God, I'm going to stand on him. Because it's right there in black and white. But we have some leaders that don't do that. They just feel like this and they feel like that. I used to be one of them. Because the way I was brought up in church. But now when I know, when God opens up the door where I can know the truth set me free. The truth has set you free. We got to know that we're responsible for whoever we preach and teach. That it be the right thing, that it be the word of God. And if not, we better be quiet. Just keep it, you know, I don't know it, but I'll get back with you. You know, and that's me, because a lot of things I don't know. I'm getting older and I forget things. But the Holy Ghost will always bring it back. I may be off of the radio broadcast when it get back, but at least I know he'll get it back to me. So this is a warning for us. Because in the last days, they coming. They already, some of them are already here. Believe that. And we got to know, to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. We got to know how to rightly divide that word. We got to know that we can't teach no strange doctrine to God's sheep. We cannot do it and live like God's on the hump. Send us straight to hell in a handbasket. Believe me. And I'm too afraid if I don't know it, if I have any iffy about it, I say, well, look, I'm not going to say this, but let me get back to you. Because there's so many things I don't know. Hallelujah. But I know God knows everything. God knows everything. And we just have to be careful. And as leaders, I'm gonna say this again. We have to surely depend on God and know that we're doing his sheep right. As leaders, we have to teach sound doctrine. We can't go about what nobody else say. We got to make sure it's in the word of God. And I say about the book, the Bible, you better be careful what kind of Bible you got, because it's not nothing that somebody told me. I experienced it myself when I gave my daughter Prophetess Sarah and her husband, Prophet Sarah, NIV Bible, and it told them in there that they could have beer. I said, what y'all doing? Oh, we drinking some beer. I said, you drinking beer? Yes, ma'am, the Bible said we can drink. I said, the Bible didn't tell you that? I said, that's a lot. She said, Mama, the Bible said we can have beer. I said, you put a pen in it because I want to see it. And I saw it for myself. Now, I didn't gave them a Bible to tell them to drink some beer. I said, look, because there's so many different writers. It's so many people making Bibles. It's some atheist people that I know for myself have written Bibles because it's money to them. It's an investment to them. So they write the Bible. I know who they are. I just don't get it. But we have to be careful that it's the written word of God, and it's not telling us. We know that the right Bible is not going to tell not one believer to go get a beer and drink it, that they can have beer. Mm-mm. So we need to stick with what we know, what the word of God say. I'm telling you. So I had to apologize. I took the Bibles back, and I apologized to them because they were young people, just getting in the Word of God, just getting in there. So I was, you know, that was kind of throwing them off, but I thank God that, you know, that he had me right on top of them. I thank God for that, but I just want to, you know, I just thank and praise God that we can talk about it, because false prophets are coming. We have to keep that in mind. We keep it in mind as leaders, and they'll try to veer us, they'll try to confuse us and make us, man, am I doing right? Am I saying this right? Is this right? Yes, it's right. Don't let them confuse you. Go to the Word. Stay praying and stuff, because they'll try to confuse you. But we know what God said. The Word of God, all we got to do is go back to our example. He left this roadmap for us to go by, to live by. So we're going to get ready to, I'm going to open up the doors of the church. If there's anyone on this radio broadcast, in radio land, that want to join in with the end time men and women of war, this is your finest hour. I thank and praise God for the Word of God, for the people of God. If anyone out there would like to join in, join our ministry, the End Time Men and Women of War, God bless you. You can join. Hallelujah. And we're on here every week by the grace of God. If I'm not on, somebody going to be on, carrying this on. Amen. Well, God bless you. Anytime you need, you want to join and you're on listening, you are welcome, welcome, welcome. So we're not going to hold you any longer. This is our hour, and I'm not trying to do things in an hour, but I always like to keep what the Lord say. It don't take all day. You know, if we was together, it'd probably go on longer, because God is good, just like that. But I thank and praise God for every minute I spend with the men and women of God on our radio broadcast. So we're going to get ready to close out. Father, we just thank you on today for your word, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you open your word up to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone up under the sound of my voice, Lord. Bless their families, their children. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless them going out, bless them coming in, every car that's represented, that they get in, whatever they're driving, Lord, the bus, the train, the plane, even if they walk in, Lord, I ask you to keep them covered under the blood. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to bless their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. I love you all. We'll see you back on Thursday at our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. You all invite somebody. Invite somebody. God bless you. I love you. Have a good day. God bless you.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.